Not Worth the Time with Wade Taylor. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Not Worth the Time. We're here. We're doing it. We're going to have ourselves a good freaking time. Man, I hope you guys had a fantastic weekend. I'm pre-gaming my weekend right now. Woo, getting this done early for you because I want to make sure I get it out to the people. Have a good time. You know, I hope you guys had a great weekend. Did you watch some sports? Did you go to a college game? Did you watch college game? Did you watch Sunday night football? Did you do all the fun stuff? Yeah, I love that football is back. You just have a built-in thing to watch. Isn't it weird how any of us who are from a time before the streaming, before the streamings came around, before you had the entire collection of entertainment in front of your fingertips, your programming was programmed. You're programmed. You were selected a steady diet of entertainment, pre-selected for your viewing pleasure. But only your eyeballs and your recruiting of your eyeballs could keep said favorite shows on the air. That's the only way the program could keep them justified that they were feeding your eyeballs. I miss pre-programmed stuff, man. You know, it's nice knowing that now till literally February, I basically have football to watch. You know, you got baseball, but it's hard to catch baseball on. It really is. Baseball is too much during the day and during inconvenience. You can watch Monday Night Baseball, I guess, and all that stuff, but it is nice. You know, I still love that WWE's that way, though. You can still catch Raw and SmackDown on their regular scheduled programming times, you know. I do love that, though. I love it. That's why I've been going back to, like, Pluto TV lately. Love that shit, dude. You gotta have one thing in the chamber that's just a thing you can go to and be like, oh, this is playing something. I'm just going to turn this on. It's the best. I love that Pluto TV, not a sponsor of this podcast. Wish they were. Sponsor my fucking podcast, Pluto. I've only been plugging you for years. Great if you just want to have a ton of channels of random things that you can watch. They got sitcoms, movies, on-demand movies. It's great. Can't recommend it enough. Just fucking throw on old sci-fi movies. I've watched 90 Godzilla movies in the past 2 weeks because I just have it on the background while I'm working. It's the best. You know how awesome it is to just be like, man, I don't like my job, and then turn to see Godzilla ripping down a building as a man in a rubber mask and costume, and be like, ha, and just you're just fine again. It's instant brain wipe without being on your phone. It's fantastic. I love it. So, love the pre-program stuff. I love that football's got that for me. I don't have to think about what I'm watching on Sunday, dude. I'm going to go out. I'm going to get up at like 9:30, 10-ish, clean the house, grocery shop, get the meal prepping done, you know, and then me and the lady are going to watch football. Okay, we're going to watch the noon game. We're going to watch whatever game comes on at 3, and then we're going to watch Sunday night football. We're going to do that together. We like doing that together. That's a great Sunday. And it's fantastic. It's starting to get crispy out there with the fall weather. I'm going to have, you know, sweatshirts and cocoa here soon. Dude, it's fantastic. We're going to make chili on Sunday. How do you not love it? How do you not love it? It's fantastic. You know, you just do all your nice little errands on Saturday. I'm going to one, you know, I watch one football game. I normally watch the Cyclones. And then that's all I need to do for Saturday football. It's fine. I'll watch college. I'll watch my team and that's it. I don't need to watch the whole league. I also don't have a fantasy team for college. If they did fantasy sports for college, that would be insane. They don't need to do that. Don't do that. Nobody try to do that. I'm sure there's some fucking psychopath out there who created the template, but don't do that. I'm babbling here. I love to run errands, though. Errands are fun. I love doing that, like on Saturday, Sunday, going out, bebopping around. I do like that. Although, there's a phenomenon that happens when you go to stores and you're running errands. And I have to know this. There's just something. And I think every person listening to this, every person in the world does, but I can only communicate this message to the fine people who listen to the show. And thank you for listening to the show. Welcome to all the new subscribers on YouTube who are checking out the show. Thank you for subscribing and enjoying the entertainment. And this is a post for you guys in the comments on YouTube. A post to you guys who are listening to this just on the podcast feed. You can email us at punninggame, you know, on Instagram, just DM us there, or punninggame@gmail.com. Email us in your answers. I'd love to know this. But I think every person has a certain store where they walk through the threshold of that store and they instantly have to take a dump. Every person has one. I have three. Everybody has one of those stores where there's something about, I don't know if it's the lighting, I don't know if it's the aroma, I don't know if there's just a frequency they're vibrating at a brown note. They're playing music that somehow is incorporating a brown note in the background that's making you need to go shit yourself. But there, everybody has a store they walk into and they go, oh man, I gotta go take a dump. Immediately. And you can't tell me a coffee shop, that's cheating, okay? The smell of coffee makes you gotta dump, okay? That's not what I'm referring to, okay? But there are stores, okay? I got three, okay? I'll do them in reverse order, okay? First one, TJ Maxx. I don't know why TJ Maxx, but there's something about that store. I walk in there, I'll walk, go through a couple of racks of clothes. My girlfriend will wander around, but I'm taking a dump there. I think that, if I have to be honest, has to be the aroma they're putting out. I don't know if it's the mistiness of it or something, but that place makes me have to dump immediately. Okay, I gotta poop in there. That is, I don't know what it is about that place, but it's just that it might be the lighting too. Honestly, it's not the smell, because TJ Maxx doesn't really have a smell. It's too much of a hodgepodge of smells, if anything. There's a lot going on in TJ Maxx. They got makeup. They got discount jewelry. They got discount clothing. They have sporting equipment, for God's sakes. You don't know what you're going to get when you walk into a TJ Maxx. But you will have to dump. You will have to dump. And I think it's the lighting. It's the low lighting. It just relaxes me. I'm just in there. Just enjoying myself, having a good time, and then all of a sudden, I'm relaxed enough where I'm like, where is the back bathroom in this place? I gotta go blow it up real quick. And they never clean the bathrooms. TJ Maxx is the worst one on my list of having to go take a dump in. I can't imagine the ladies' restrooms are any cleaner. You know, it's all, I think I've gone to a bunch of different TJ Maxxes, okay? There's like four in the greater Des Moines area. And I've seen maybe four male employees ever at a TJ Maxx. And why I say that is because when I worked at an Office Max, right? We had a pool. Like, the girls clean the girls' room, and then the dudes clean the boys' bathroom, right? That was the way we did it. Made life easier. That way, people were always cleaning the bathroom. We were like a weird mixture where we actually had like a decent like mixture of men and women, where it was like pretty much 50-50. So it wasn't like, oh, only two girls are always cleaning the bathroom, where it was like a rotation of six dudes cleaning the men's room, right? Even though the rotation would have been better. I cleaned the women's restroom once, or I just went and got trash out of there at the end of closing, right? And it was immaculate in there, okay? Whereas, like, dudes were destroying that Office Max bathroom. That must have been their dumping spot. They, for some reason, the smell of ink toner made them have to just go paint our fucking toilet. Yeah, there's a reason ink costs so much, and it's because you guys dumped so hard in our bathroom that we had to up the prices for the cleaning charge. But that bathroom was pretty clean. So I would say the women's bathroom has to be pretty clean in TJ Maxx. I would normally think that because it's about 75% women working there. There's no way that bathroom is that clean, okay? Based off of some things my girlfriend told me, was like, oh, that bathroom's disgusting. The men's bathroom in those places, horrendous. I'll admit that. And you know what? I don't blame those ladies for not wanting to go in there, okay? You have a bunch of dudes getting dragged to TJ Maxx. That's never a dude's first place to go. I like going to TJ Maxx. That's where I got this fucking shirt, dude. It's a sick Adidas shirt. Love it. I love going there for a bargain deal. But most dudes are getting dragged there by their girlfriends or wives, and they're standing there watching. They're doing the dead eye, where they're just staring off into the distance, and that's why when the poop hits, is because you're just staring off in the distance, thinking about anything else while she's going through racks of clothing. You know, it's a literal crapshoot. You're just fumbling through everything, trying to see if you might find something, and they're bored out of their skulls, just looking out in the distance. And then they go take a dump, and they destroy that place. And they leave it a mess because they're trying to send a message to TJ Maxx. Somehow they think by punishing the employees there that they're sending a message to the corporation that they don't like what they've done and how they've dragged them into this fucking heap of clothing and wicker baskets and Halloween decorations that are there all year long. You can get discount Halloween decorations there every year. It's insanity. So that's my first. That's number three on the list of places I go that make me have to go dump. Number two, Goodwill. Goodwill, any Goodwill, it doesn't matter. There is, this I know, is the aroma of that place. There, like the smell of like old vintage, like that musty smell. You know what smell I'm talking about? It's the smell that your grandparents' house has, right? And you can't tell me you don't know what I'm talking about. Everybody's grandparents has a little bit of a musty vintage smell. And I like to use the word vintage because it sounds better. It gives off a better flavor profile than just saying it smells like old people. It's vintage. It's got a vintage must to it. Vintage must is the name of this episode. Musk. Vintage musk. And that just hits my nostrils in like I'm dumping inside that Goodwill, dude. You just start going through stuff. You're kicking up dust. You sneeze a couple times, and I think that's what it ultimately dislodges the thing. It just rattles one into the chamber, and you got to go use the bathroom. And it sucks because some of the Goodwills, you have to go ask somebody for a key, and they know what you're doing. Nobody's going into a Goodwill bathroom just, you know, that you can hold a pee most of the time in a Goodwill bathroom. You're going to dump. You're going to take a dump, and you get that big wooden paddle attached to a key, and you got to walk over there. It's always like a hockey stick because it's something somebody donated. Something you can't run away with. I don't know why they have a key. They have to have a lock and key on the bathroom. You know why, Wade, because people are stealing the $2 t-shirts that they're trying to sell. That'll go towards charity. I think they go towards charity. I don't know what Goodwill actually goes for. They always talk about their mission. They always say, ask me to round up for their mission. I don't even know what the mission is. Should we look it up? I feel like I've done that before, but I'm not going to. I'm not going to do that. I'm not gonna figure out what the mission is, Goodwill. You have to tell me. I need your employees to recite the mission. I want them to recite it back to me like you're in church and they're just like, Our Father who art in heaven. They're just spouting off the mission like they're, you know, part of a cult. That's what I need Goodwill to do. Otherwise, I'm not going to learn what your mission is, dude. Okay? But I get that vintage musk just knocks one loose, and I'm in there. I'm going. And number three. Actually, not number three. Number one on the list, guys. Number one. Ready for the drum roll? It's Barnes & Noble. Barnes & Noble is a place if I'm going to walk in that store, I have to plan that I'm going to dump within 10 minutes of being there. There's no waiting around. It's happening. Something about being in a place full of books makes me have to go dump. I think it might be a thing from school, okay? You just walk into classrooms or libraries or whatever, and I'm around books, and my body immediately goes, dude, we have to dump so we can get out of here. We're around learned stuff. We're around knowledge. We got to get away from this. This is too overwhelming for our pea brain. We got to get this kid a bathroom pass so he can get away from all this knowledge. My brain immediately just goes, ah, we have to dump. We got to get away from all of this learning. Oh, it's a flight or flight mechanism for me. If I'm around books too much, my body just goes, shit yourself and run away. Knowledge is terrifying, dude. Knowledge is power, and it's power we can't handle. The knowledge is too overwhelming for my bowels to clench in the turd that's being held at the gate. But yeah, dude, Barnes & Noble is my number one. Anytime I walk into that store, it's happening, dude. And maybe it's just because I want a bathroom reader. Maybe it's a positive spin. Maybe it's just I'm around all those books and it's just like, oh, dude, remember when we hold these pages and we used to hold a book and take a dump and read random weird facts about U.S. history? Yeah, I've always had a history, like short history books were bathroom readers for a while for me. Like, I had this one, it was 365 Days of History is what it was called. And basically, the premise of the book was you were supposed to read one page each day throughout the year, and that would get, and you'd read all year a page of different history. I would just flip to random pages and read while I was taking a dump. So maybe it's just me being, it's reminiscing. My body just being like, huh, remember when we used to learn stuff while we took a dump? You know, we're around books, so we must be dumping. You know, it's just, it's the same, you know, it's a muscle memory. My Kegels are kicking in with memory. Yeah. So, there's that. And then, there's that method. I just, I honestly think it's even more primal. It might even be more primal, you know, because books are made out of what? Paper. Paper's made out of what? Trees. I think it goes back to a caveman-like DNA, where I think my body thinks we're in a forest around all the surrounded by trees, and it's like it's okay to dump in the woods. Be who you are and poop in the wild, and my body just thinks we're in, out in the wilderness and it needs to poop, and there you go, just surrounded by trees and nature. But those are the places for some reason. No matter when whatever happens, I walk in there, and there's something that just triggers the old bowels, and we got to go fire one off, you know, take the Browns to the Super Bowl, as they say. And, yeah, what are your guys' stores? That's my question for you. That's not the question you wanted to have asked to you today, huh? What is the store that you have to dump in? You all have one for sure. So let me know what store you walk into, and it makes you have to dump. Oh, man, I know, that's dumb. Well, maybe I should get to something that's a little more smart, right? More smart? I don't even know if that's the right way. But, guys, I got a new fun topic that I found this week on the internet for you. I'm really excited for this one. I read this headline, and I haven't read anything else, and I just knew right away. I was like, this is going to be fantastic. And it comes from our favorite website, New Scientist. Guys, current laws cannot protect civilians in space if something goes wrong. Are astronauts not considered civilians? What are astronauts under the eyes of the law? Are they considered just professionals? Are civilians just not pilots? That's what my question is. Like, are you telling me if something goes wrong, Buzz Aldrin was just like, there's no course of action for my family. I'm just going to die in the vacuum of outer space as close to God as any person has ever been. As space industry evolves, we need a new set of international regulations to decide who is responsible for safety, the number of satellites in space, and more. Dude, I love that now space has to have international waters laws, basically. So why don't we just do that? Whatever the fucking international water, there's laws of international waters, so why don't you just copy-paste for space? It's just as crazy. If anything, the fact that we have laws about international waters, when we don't know fucking dick all about the ocean. You know, there's always, I don't even know how true it is anymore, but that whole stat where people would bring up, we've only discovered 10% of the ocean. Like, people always say we know more about space than we do about the ocean, which is crazy because space is always infinitely growing. But regardless, if the rules that we have for international waters, they just copy-paste. Put it fucking with space. Let's just go. Let's go. Let's do that. If you watch the live video of the billionaire Jason Ekman, Isaacman, I think is how you say that. I don't know. Popping his head out of the SpaceX spacecraft, your the first thought wasn't probably, who's getting sued if something goes wrong? But a private space flight grows, the question must be addressed. Honestly, that's nobody's first thought. Everybody's first thought is that guy's fucking stupid. Dude, there's no need to go to space. Fuck all of that. I want nothing to do. I don't want to go on a fucking cruise, let alone get launched up into the stratosphere and circle around the Earth. Fuck all of that, dude. There's nothing about that that sounds good. International space law. Oh, dude, I love. Okay, I know I'm starving right away. I love the fact that we are actually really having conversations and serious topics, serious dialogue and discussions about international space law, just something you would have heard in Star Trek and just thought it was complete gibberish. Like 10 years. This was 10, 15 years ago. This was complete gibberish. Like, oh, well, it's sci-fi talk. International space law, am I right? I can't wait till we, as humans, so cockily, so arrogantly is the word I wanted. And this is why we shouldn't write international space law, because we are arrogantly going to write laws for space and aliens are going to show up and we're going to act like we have the right to enforce space law. It's going to be like in the Wild West when we had sheriffs, sure, but it was lawless, man. You could say you have fucking, you know, U.S. Marshals all you want. You're going to get butt-fucked by a gang that's going to come through your town, okay? There are no laws. That's what aliens are. They're going to be fucking Wild West, just dudes chomping at the bit to take over this part of the galaxy, okay? It will be intergalactic cowboys, okay? And we're going to need intergalactic marshals. We're going to need an intergalactic Wyatt Earp to come clean up Earth once we get just the rootinous tootinous aliens and all the land to come around and start fucking up our shit. International space law is a patchwork of treaties dating back to the space race. Wow, there's already international space law. That's fucking crazy. Most importantly, Outer Space Treaty of 1967. Dude, why don't we ever learn about this shit in high school? This is wild. There's an Outer Space Treaty that we signed, probably with Russia. We're going to find out. One key tenet of this is that only states can be responsible for activity in space, even that of non-governmental entities like SpaceX, because Ekman and his crew launched from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. That means the buck stops with the U.S. government. Yeah, we're not going to be able to fucking sue Russia for our space station blowing up or whatever. That makes all the fucking sense in the world. You launch it, you fucking own it. Like, right? That's, you know, you break it, you buy it kind of thing. But the U.S. government has found ways to pass the buck. Shocker. Are you telling me the United States government has somehow been like, well, that might be our spacecraft, but we're not going to pay for it? You're joking. No fucking way they found a way to. They didn't build in a loophole that made it so if astronauts die, they don't have to give the families jack shit. With the Federal Aviation Administration, has strict rules and regulations for commercial air travel. Commercial space flights have always been given lighter touch, most recently by the Space Act of 2015, a law enacted about extended a learning period that prohibits the FAA from issuing regulations and safety of astronauts on private space flights. In other words, any safety concerns Eichmann may have had were hashed out between him and SpaceX. Honestly, that's pretty cool. I can get behind that. Dude, do you imagine the FAA coming in and trying to slap regulations on SpaceX before they launch citizens up there? It never would have happened. It's completely untested. There's no way the government would ever let you do that. Okay? Like you have to do this special fucking thing that they did in order for it to even happen. This learning period is due to expire January 1st, 2025. So we could soon see legal clarity who is responsible for private astronauts. But this isn't the only area of space litigation that needs attention. Astronomers are increasingly concerned about the number of satellites in orbit, primarily ruining their objectives. The astronomers worry that by launching 5 new super bright satellites... Astronomers are worried about new satellites. That's from, Elon Musk, SpaceX, again, is a big player here, controlling 2/3 of the active satellites. Jesus Christ. And there are currently no regulations to prevent him from launching as many as he pleases. Oh, dude, if you start trying to sneak in because the government's going to try to like start being like, you can't launch this many things. And it'll be passed by such and such date. He's going to launch so goddamn many. They're just going to speed it up. I think I remember reading once there's a whole issue with like space junk. Like in our atmosphere, there's just hundreds and if not thousands of like just debris from space launches and satellite dishes. There's just all sorts of shit just floating around up there. Just like the people of Earth. Earth itself has become a hoarder of its technology. So what's next? Policy research Tom Hale says, our political systems aren't designed to solve long problems. They don't get much longer than taming the final frontier. That isn't to say we shouldn't try. However, and a refresh of an aging outer space treaty to help tackle these more modern issues would be welcome. Oh, so it's just, relying on government officials to come up with a policy that might actually work. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say that's a lost battle. We can't agree on jack shit right now. I think a lot of other people have some other issues they're way more worried about rather than what people are launching into space, okay? I think a lot of people are not worried about if billionaires can safely go up into space. I can guarantee you that's not one of my big concerns. Fuck them. They shouldn't be. Honestly, if you're going to let somebody launch you into space, you shouldn't be allowed to sue them. You're strapping yourself to one of the most powerful thrusting rockets ever made by man in order to break out of an environment that we can only exist in. The fact that life exists on this planet is fucking nuts. And people are like, but what if we go outside of it? It's like, hey, count your fucking blessings. You're here. And somehow you got to be one of the 0.00000001% of people born in this in just this century. And also got to be a billionaire in that scenario. And you're like, yeah, but I want to also be part of the 1.01% who also goes outside of this thing. You should just have to sign off that you won't sue your family can't sue them if you blow up. That should just be the thing. Okay? You waive your rights at that point, in my opinion. If you're going to space, you waive rights. Okay? Just that's the way it goes. That's my pitch, okay? Wade Taylor, it's 2024 space treaty pitch. You sign it, you go up in space, it's your fucking fault. That's my fucking space act. I don't know. Anyway, but guys, if you enjoyed this episode, go over to punninggame.com. That's right, punninggame.com is where you can find this show, Who Gives a F, my other show with my brother Nathan, and a backlog of a bunch of great podcasts that have been on the network for time to time. There's literal hundreds of hours of content on punninggame.com that you guys can go check out. We really appreciate it, so go over there and check it out. And if you want to watch this show, you want to watch me stammer to read and watch my dumb facial expressions as I talk about places that make me have to go poop, go over to youtube.com and search Comic Wade Taylor. Welcome to all the subscribers, like I said earlier. Thank you guys for subscribing. I hope you're enjoying the content. So subscribe to Comic Wade Taylor. You can find this show, Who Gives a F, and clips of my stand-up. So go check out all that stuff out. And, guys, if you want to support the website, the best way possible is to subscribe to the YouTube channel. But if you want to help out even more and get yourself something back in return other than great content, go to the Punning Game shop at punninggame.com where you can get t-shirts, hoodies, mugs, stickers, all sorts of cool stuff to represent your favorite shows here at punninggame.com. So get yourself something nice, get yourself a hoodie, rep the new stuff. We just put out a bunch of new merch, so there's new designs from the logos and all that stuff. So go check all that out. And don't forget to use promo code NWTPOD. That's NWTPOD. And that gets you free shipping at checkout. Gets us a few bucks. I've made everything as inexpensive as possible. We just get a few dollars back for each of the hoodies and t-shirts and stickers and stuff. We just really want to give you guys something. So if you like the show and want to support, that's the best way to do it. Otherwise, just keep listening and share it with a friend. We really appreciate it. Guys, this has been Not Worth the Time. I hope you guys had a fantastic weekend. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your week. And remember, don't do anything I wouldn't do.